All right, we will now call to order the regular meeting of the City of Aiken Planning Commission for the January 12, 2016 session. Our first order of business is approval of the minutes of the December 15th work session and our regular meeting. Are there any changes or corrections that we need to make to those minutes? Not hearing any, may I entertain a motion to accept them as presented?
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion that we accept the as submitted December work session and meeting minutes.
Is there second? All right, all those in favor? Okay. All right, since it is January, our next order of business is election of officers. Our bylaws state that we have a chairman, a vice chairman, and a secretary that are elected at this meeting. The secretary is not normally a commissioner. It is usually traditionally the planning director or the interim planning director. Each office should be voted on separately. So to start with, I will ask for nominations for chair.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to nominate or renominate you, Liz Stewart, as chairman for the upcoming year.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Okay, then we'll call the vote on that. All in favor of Liz Stewart for chair. Thank you. All right, and vice chair, may I entertain a motion for a nomination for that position?
Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate Mr. Jack Hunter for that position, ma'am.
All right.
Second.
Any other nominations? All right, then we'll call for the vote for Jack Hunter as vice chair. Okay. And then for the secretary, we need a nomination for that role.
I'll nominate Mr. Tommy Paradise for that role.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations? All in favor? All right, that was pretty easy.
Good.
I know. We're excited. Thank you. Appreciate the support. All right. Our first application for review today is application 16-50002. It's a city services request. The applicant owner is Stephen Deuce. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And this is an application for city water service for a duplex that's under construction on the site. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir, if you'll come down. Are we having to come here now?
Yes, this one right here.
Hi, I'm Stephen Deuce, and the business JD Investors is invested heavily in this property already. All the adjacent property is to the north of the duplex. And we found out that the deed that, because this is a commercial property, we have to have the community development, and their requirements are that city making water, the city water is not available to the property. The neighbor's water main running down the other side of the street, it's hard for me to justify that. Other than if we can, you know, if the commission decides not to go with this request, then what I need is a letter from the cities so stating that the water is not available, so I can work with the EM to try to get this resolved that direction.
Okay. All right. And just so you're clear, you will not necessarily get approval or denial today. We are a recommending body. We will recommend to City Council, and they will make the final decision. And then if you need that letter, that would be the place, you know, to get that.
Yes, I understand that process.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. All right. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Deuce?
Mr. Deuce, I don't have any objections, obviously, to you hooking up
to city water. I assume there'll be some fees associated with that, and you'll have to be responsible for that. And then there are a few other conditions that the planning department has recommended. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
And you're okay with those? Okay.
All right, any other questions? All right, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition of this application? All right, not hearing any. It's back to the commission then for a motion.
Well, Madam Chairman, with regard to application number 16-50002, tax parcel number 087-12-02-011, I would recommend that we approve this recommendation. We recommend approval of this to City Council along with the conditions of approval listed 1-7 on the memorandum provided to us by the Planning Department.
Second.
All right, we have a second. Is there any discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion? All right, Mr. Deuce, you've received unanimous approval to have this recommended to City Council. The next available date for review by City Council is January 25th. If you would please check with the City Manager's office to confirm that you're on that day's agenda. Okay. All right, our next item is application 16-20006 for annexation and 16-23007 concept plan. Both annexation and concept plan are for the same piece of property on Owen Street, and the applicant is Connolly Development. The owner is William Putnam. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this application?
Good evening. My name is Kevin Connolly. I'm the owner and president of Common Development and Builders out of Lexington, South Carolina. We are general contractors and developers of housing, and we have a pretty big footprint. We're building as far as Middleton, Virginia, as north, and as far south as Savannah, Georgia, currently. So, apartment communities is primarily what we build. We own approximately 32 different communities in North and South Carolina. We are excited about the opportunity to become neighbors in Aiken. And I've got some brochures on the company that I'm about to pass out, if that's okay with you. Mm-hmm.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Connolly? Yes.
Mr. Connolly, I was just curious who your target renters would be and perhaps what these units would rent for.
The rent model, they typically rent to folks that are in the 60% of area median income range. We have the working class people that are the folks that we be living. That's our tenant. As I said, we maintain about 97% occupancy on our properties across the board on our entire portfolio. And we have, folks all the way from, cashiers and folks that work at restaurants and different municipal services all over the board. The reason we have a good occupancy rate is we have a zero tolerance policy on crime and drugs. I know that sometimes it's a concern of apartment communities, but we screen the residents very heavily. And in their leases, it says that, if they're convicted of a crime, that, grounds for evictions, we don't, tolerate that. So we also put camera systems on all of our properties. We've been doing that for several years, and I think we've started setting the bar a little higher for other you know, apartment communities. And oftentimes, the camera facilities not only aided us in making sure we protect our property, but it also protects our residents. A lot of the, you know, most of the issues that we have are from folks coming from the outside, you know, damaging our property, not us trying to catch our residents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, actually, when you expanded on that, you kind of answered my question. Parking, I assume permits would be issued, stickers, things like that. The reason I ask is just so we could have a really good idea of the number of comings and goings, and so people just couldn't come park and stay with their friend and maybe increase the number of visits per day, anything like that.
We don't typically issue parking vouchers or permits for our residents. That's something we could certainly entertain. It's not a very difficult thing to do. But we do police our grounds on a regular basis, and we don't allow any, you know, cars that don't have tags or things of that nature to sit on the property. That absolutely impacts our property value, as we sure know that our neighbors. So we do keep control of that. But we could certainly entertain, doing the parking stickers.
Yeah, not necessarily a suggestion. I was just curious, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm curious, and maybe I missed it because I was looking through what you handed out to us, and I apologize if I missed it, but you're going to build this, but you're also going to manage it?
We hire a third-party management company out of Columbia called Intermark Management. I don't own any part of Intermark, but they manage all of my properties. We're one of the largest property holders that they manage for, so we definitely have their ear. But we will own the facility.
Mr. Connolly, you have been given a statement from Planning Department with several conditions that have been added. Do you have any problems with those?
No.
Okay. All right, any other questions? All right, thank you. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Not hearing any, it's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, then I would, again, with regard to applications, 16-2006 annexation and 16-23007 concept plan, tax parcel number 122-13-02-015 and 029. I would move that we approve this annexation plan and concept plan with the conditions as provided to us by the Planning Department.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion?
If I may, Madam,
yes.
Madam Chair. Mr. Paradise, my only concern would just be traffic and comings and goings, and this general area has even been in the local media in terms of congestion and potential issues and so on and so forth. I was just wondering if you could maybe assuage any fears about traffic and I know we talked a little bit in the work session, but if you could just perhaps do that just for everyone's benefit for the record, I think it might help a little bit.
One is the project itself will generate less than 500 trips per day. Any trips that you add to that particular area is adding to an already congested area. But the use itself is a lot more minimal than what could be proposed, say something commercial. Our on-call traffic engineer has been working with their traffic engineers looking at the possible impacts. Our traffic engineer reviewed their report. We got it last week. He reviewed it and gave us his comments Friday morning. It's included in your packet. There's some more information that he wants from them, and I'm sure that we're going to get that, and so that our engineer can fine-tune his report to us and clarify some of the questions in their report. One of the conditions is to, and I'm sure you know that Daughtry and Whiskey is slated to go under some improvements. Part of the development, one of the conditions is for the developer to help share some of the cost for that improvement. The other thing that this particular developer has done that we won't see today, but may see in the future, is the Pawnee Connector Road that would go into the back of Publix. If that's developed over to Pawnee, it would go through the middle of his complex. And they have come to the city and redesigned the project so that it would accommodate the road if the city were to make that improvement.
Okay.
So we've been looking at them, at the traffic. Any traffic added to that area is not good. But the train keeps rolling.
Tommy, as part of those improvements, are they going to widen the shoulders of Doherty Road? And the reason I ask is because I pull out onto Doherty from some of those businesses, and it's a very narrow shoulder, and I have to go out. So I don't put a wheel in the ditch. I've got to go out into oncoming traffic sometimes and then kind of pull back into my lane. And I know I'm slowing traffic down because I've done it before. Will there be anything done to sort of mitigate smaller issues like that?
Remember, it's just the intersection of Whiskey and Daughtry that's being done.
Okay.
And I'm not involved in the engineering aspect. My understanding is it's to put two turn lanes to travel south on Whiskey.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's the improvement. I don't believe there's a lot of shoulder work involved.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Then I'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor of the motion is made. Okay. All right. Mr. Connolly, the next available date that this application, this recommendation for approval from Planning Commission can be reviewed by City Council is January 25th. And you should check with the City Manager's office to confirm that you are on the agenda. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Next item, got just a couple more. The zoning ordinance provisions regarding the maintenance standards for horses. Last month we reviewed the verbiage and made some suggested changes, which are before us now. I'd like to ask if anyone would like to speak regarding these proposed changes. Come forward, Ms. Knowles. I know, we have a new change here. It's our first time.
My name is Lucy Knowles. I live at 1141 Two Notch Road in the city, and I'm the chair of the Equine Advisory Committee, who has worked on these maintenance standards and forwarded them to you for your review. So I just wanted to give you a very brief history of these horse maintenance standards, which were actually promulgated in the 1980s, and they have been extraordinarily successful in avoiding problems between horse owners and non-horse owners. This committee was formed in 1999 because there was a problem, and the purpose of the committee was to work with people, but we have had very little opportunity to do that. So in terms of avoiding smell, flies, and other issues associated with horses, these standards have been very successful. So the issue came up with the boars, who had been composting manure, and they had asked for a variance, and the Board of Zoning Appeals asked us to give them some advice on it, which we did. And after listening to some of the experts, we determined to recommend these amendments, and of course it's recommended for a special exception, which will require notice and a hearing, and also Anybody who wants to do this has to have a composting plan and have that approved by an agricultural engineer.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Knowles?
Has this just, I've just noticed here, is this that this says March 25th, 2014. Was it that long ago? This thing been kicking around here that long? That was where the BZA heard a very...
That's when the BZA heard a
request, and then that kicked off.
And then we did our review in the summer of 14, and then I think the variance was granted in the summer of 14, and then with various things happening in the city, we just didn't meet until...
Okay. This is the outgrowth of that, though. This comes from that. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else would like to be heard on this matter? Okay. Then it's to the commission for a motion.
I'll be happy. Madam Chairman, I recommend that we send this forward recommended to City Council zoning ordinance provisions regarding maintenance standards for horses as written at the next City Council meeting.
May I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor? All right. The earliest that this can be heard is January 25th, and again, need to check with the city manager's office to make sure it's on the agenda. And item F, which is proposed amendments to clarify jurisdiction of the Design Review Board. Is there anyone who wants to speak on behalf of this action? Anybody wants to speak against it? All right, then it's back to commission for a motion and any discussion.
Well, Madam Chairman, I would move that we adopt the proposed amendments to clarify the jurisdiction as shown here on our memorandum 3F.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor? Okay, and then this will go to the next, this is recommended for the January 25th City Council meeting, and I guess you all need to see if you're on the agenda.
We'll do it.
All right, there being no further business to come before us, this meeting is adjourned.
I just can't amount better than matter. I look at Charles.